a day, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings. Great to have you with us. I am Rush Limbaugh, and this is the one and only Excellence in Broadcasting Network, and we've got broadcast excellence for the next 3 hours just for you. Our telephone number, 800-282-2882, if you want to be on the program. The email address, lrushbaugh@eibnet.com. Kill the music. Look at me. Ladies and gentlemen, there can be no other way to say this now. The gloves have to come off. It's time for people to sober up. The President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States economy. There is no other way to describe this. Systematically destroying it. Rush, are you saying he's doing this on purpose? Not going there, it doesn't matter. What matters is the United States economy is being destroyed. Even the Associated Press, government-run Associated Press, with a headline, big government spending programs are having the opposite effect on the economy. They are concluding that you cannot spend yourself out of a recession. So what is President Obama planning to do? Spend even more, even sooner. Here is the AP story. The Federal Reserve announced a $1.2 trillion plan 3 months ago, designed to push down mortgage rates and breathe life into the housing market. But this and other big government spending programs are turning out to have the opposite effect. It is not just that they aren't working. They are hurting. They are harming. Anybody with a brain at the outset knew that this would be the result of massive Keynesian-type economic spending. The thing that I know, whether any of them will admit it or not, is that half of the people in the Obama administration know this as well. What I don't know is whether they're on board for it or whether it's simple party loyalty that is causing them to go along with this. I know the Democrat Party is oriented toward socialism. I know the Democrat Party is oriented toward big government and massive power. I'm speaking specifically of the Democrat Party now. I'm still not convinced the Democrat Party wants to destroy the U.S. economy. I am convinced that Barack Obama, whether he wants to or not, is in the process of destroying it. This and other big government spending programs are turning out to have the opposite effect. Rates for mortgages and U.S. Treasury debt are now marching higher as nervous bond investors start to fret a resurgence of inflation. That is the catch-22 threatening to make an awful housing market potentially worse and keep the economy stuck in a funk. This is government-run Associated Press. Kickstarting the economy requires higher spending, but rising rates mean fewer Americans will be able to refinance their home loans. Kickstarting the economy does not require higher spending, if I may disagree. Kickstarting the economy has nothing to do with the government, other than the government getting out of the way, lowering the tax burden on businesses, small and large, and on individuals, so that businesses can hire, and so that individuals will be hired and start paying tax.